Yo, what is going on, pizza? It's Corey Vincent here, and this is Video Game Bang, third anniversary show. It's been three long and hard years in the podcasting world, and we couldn't be more happier from it. And so we're going to take a little stroll down memory lane, have a little segment planned out for you guys where we hear from a lot of people from our past, special guests, people who are in our community who make this show happen every week. It's a lot of fun. I think you guys are going to enjoy that. Also, we have Maid of Might. Jessica is in the house with us, fresh off of her tour across the country, doing some cool cosplay stuff. And we also have another special guest, hot and in the middle of some controversy. Her name is Luna Laney, and we have her telling her side of the story. And honestly, she does a great job. We have nothing but respect for Luna, and you're going to hear a different side of her. And I think it's going to be refreshing. I think you guys are going to love it. And let's just spread some positivity. All that and so much more on this week's Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. I don't know, get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Video Game Bang is back, and I have a special announcement. Aaron, do you know what day it is?
Is it National Pokemon Day?
It is not National Pokemon Day, even more important.
Is it National Pokemon Go Day? I see what you're saying.
Even more important than that. Keep guessing.
It is Sandwich Day. Yes, definitely.
It's not freaking Sandwich Day. You ruin everything, Aaron Carter.
I make everything better.
3 years ago today, Corey Monteith, the actor from Glee, tragically passed away.
As sad as that is.
But like a phoenix from the ashes.
Good lord.
Video Game Bang rose from his corpse.
I won't even dignify that with an actual response.
The world lost one Corey and they gained another one.
You make it seem like you were born from his
death. I'm 95% sure you're going to hell for that.
Well, the show was. Okay.
No, the show was not born from his death.
Of course, Aaron knows I'm talking about 3 years ago to this very day, Video Game Bang did its very first episode.
Very first episode.
Me and Aaron sat in a room together. We had no clue what we were doing.
I had a little idea.
The equipment we used was just a shell of our modern selves.
I don't even remember it. I do not remember. I remember sitting on the floor with a wire wrapped around something.
We were just sitting on regular old, you know, it was just a thing, and
Have the black couch at the time.
No, we didn't talk about video games even. We talked about Zimmerman trial. We broke the news of the Glee guy dying. And then on our 1 year anniversary, another Glee person died.
Somebody related, I think. It wasn't an actual Glee person. This person was like dating a Glee person. Somebody very close.
And so we're hoping that today, maybe another Glee cast member dies.
We're hoping that?
No, I mean, I didn't mean hope. I'm hoping terrible. Was... No, I mean, we're expecting and hoping...
We're not expecting anybody.
We're hoping that everybody survives
exactly.
The day.
Mm.
Unless you're Team Red or Team Blue.
Even the wheelchair
kid?
Even the wheelchair kid, yes.
The wheelchair
The crippled
guy?
Person should survive as well.
Horrible. Simply horrible.
Nobody liked that guy, though.
Simply horrible.
I don't know. We have a guest in the show. She's becoming quite regular, and I'm a very big fan of this person. She's as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside.
Debatable.
She is.
Oh, well, thanks. Whoa! Damn.
I have my reasons.
Reasons. We'll get to that. We do have some beef.
Yes.
You could say they have bad blood. Jessica, the Maid of Might, welcome.
Hello again. I'm super excited to be back.
And you are cosplay extraordinaire. You just got done traversing the country again. Where
Indeed.
Were you at?
Indeed. I was at SuperCon in Florida a couple weekends ago. It was really fun. It was in Miami. And Miami is so different than anywhere in California. Like, it is really muggy. It has warm, like bathtub warm water. It was really fun. And the culture is very different too.
Well, I hear the clubs don't close until they don't close.
No. Like there's parties and noise 24/7. The only place that was exactly the same as any California place is the comic convention, because nerds are fairly universal.
How was your con experience?
It was really nice. I was hosted by Holy Grail Comics to be sponsored at their booth. So I had my table set up with them. They were this massive comic book store in the center of the floor. And they had like Amazing Spider-Man 1, New Mutants 98. Like they were the Holy Grail store. I held Supergirl's first appearance in my hands. I didn't own it, but I held it.
How much was that running?
$3,000. Maybe a little more than $3,000, but $3,000 and change.
Wow. So as I mentioned, today is a very monumental day. It's a day that me and Aaron reflect back on. It's been a long 3-year journey. We've made so many different friends, cosplayers, you know, even voice actors, game developers, just fans that live in the area. And we decided to do a little bit for the show. We have the Bang Line. So this is a phone number that we have. And we invited a bunch of our friends and family and listeners to call the phone number and just say whatever they wanted. We were like, it's our anniversary. We're trying this new segment. What do you want to say? And so I was very pleased with some of the people we had call the phone. So we put together a quick little audio package to kind of commemorate some of the lives we've touched, some of the friends we've made in the past 3 years. I guarantee you these are all real life people, and of course, because it's VGB, we had to set this song to Drake's Hotline Bling. So without any further ado, 3 years.
Hey guys, it's Noah, aka the best guest you ever had for 5 minutes at a time. Just wanted to call and let you guys know that you're doing an amazing job. You guys have really put Sacramento nerddom on the map. Keep up the good work, guys. You're doing great.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to say congrats. This is Danny, guy from Gamertag Radio. 3 years, man. Long, long time.
Hey, this is Janice Davis, and I just want to say that Video Game Bang puts the rock star in podcasting. They've always been passionate about video games, and keep rocking it. Keep up the passion. That's worth celebrating. Bye.
Hey, Video Game Bang, it's Rich Alvarez, and thank you for all the wonderful podcasts that you guys do. It's been a super fun year, and it's been a super fun 3 years for you guys. Happy 3-year anniversary from Rich Alvarez, and I hope that the next 3 years are filled with just as much joy, love, and laughter as the previous 3 years.
Hey everybody, this is Christopher Ball, also the Irish on Fire on Twitter.
Irish on Fire.
I mean, honestly, since the beginning, you have been just a nonstop enjoyment of an otherwise average day at work. And Aaron, my favorite ice cream flavor is your mother. Have a good night.
Hi, this is Dick, a.k.a. Eagle Brain. I just wanted to congratulate Video Game Bang on 3 years of rocking the podcast Podways. My fondest memories of being on the show are the ones I can't remember. Congratulations.
What up, Video Game Bang? Congratulations on 3 years. I'm Sean Long,
and I'm Carla Bonguera. Congratulations, guys.
You guys are the best. I had so many great memories doing the podcast. I love being a guest on there. I hope to be a guest again. You guys still haven't got me on before Comic-Con. We're leaving for Comic-Con. Ah, anyways, congratulations. I'm so happy for you guys. Some of the coolest guys ever.
Yep.
Happy anniversary, Video Game Bang. This is Roger Howard, a.k.a. Mr. Howard on 3. And for this special anniversary, I decided that I wanted to do an impression of Aaron Carter. So here it goes. Hey everybody, this is Sir Aaron Carter, and welcome to the Video Game Bang. I just got a public service announcement for you good people, and that is, I will not pay $60 for a game unless it's Fallout. If somebody told me to buy a game for $60, you know what I would tell them? You're done. Have a good day, everybody.
Congratulations, Video Game Bang. 3 years together as a podcast. That's longer than marriages. You guys didn't even propose to each other. You didn't take each other out on a date. You didn't do any of that. And now you have a little offspring, which is my podcast. It's me, Mike, Self, and I. Without you guys, it wouldn't be me. So congratulations, 3 years of long haul.
especially in podcast land. And I wish you the best of luck for 100 more years. So as Macho Man would say, ooh, yeah, dig it, yeah.
Hey, guys. Happy anniversary. This is Happily Ever Jenna here. Dang, it's been 3 years? That is insane. Congratulations. I am a fan of the show. I'm a fan of seeing you guys at conventions. And, you know, I just, one of my favorite memories with you guys among so many conventions was when me and Ronald Reagan dressed up like Wayne's World characters and we all together got to meet Black Nerd from YouTube. That was awesome. And I love you.
Hey guys, this is Laura, your totally awesome and amazing friend, who is also owner of Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Happy anniversary! Woo woo! And even though you guys tried to feed me a drink that would totally kill me, I still love you guys. You guys are amazing and hilarious, and I'm so thankful to know you. And I know Oblivion very much loves you, and we really appreciate all the help that you've done for us. But have fun, guys. All right,
thank you.
Bye.
That was...
Hi, it's your mama. I was just calling to say hi, see how your lip is doing. I'll just talk to you later. Love you. Bye.
Beautiful.
How did that one get in there?
Beautiful.
Damn it, Mom.
So just wanted to call and see how your herpes were doing. Did you take your medicine?
Dying. We should explain to Jessica because she's very confused right now.
I'm just, you know, staying my distance at this
there
point.
You go. Yeah. That's the best. Yeah. That's probably the best thing to do.
I
love how all the calls were a mixture of, one, attempted murder, two, shameless plugs.
Yeah, this is Rich Alvarez from Stupid Mario Brothers on YouTube.com/RichAlvarez
/ Overwatch Play.
I loved it.
Man, I actually got a little tear in my eye. I don't know if you guys could see it, but that's how much I appreciated everyone who decided to call. 3 years is a long time to commit to anything that you're not getting paid for. And even though we do have the Patreon now, which has really helped us, we did our 24-hour stream last weekend, and you guys showed up and really helped us out. Like, Aaron and I cannot, and Webb, it was a big deal for us to do. 24 hours we spent together, locked in a room, for better, for worse.
Nah. Well, to be fair, it wasn't 100% 24 hours. Because you guys took some pretty good naps.
True that.
Whereas I didn't.
So well, we are going to get ready for the next segment we have. We didn't do it in the lead up. Shame on me. But we do have another special guest joining us on the show, in Luna Laney. Now she is a cosplayer. She has been cosplaying for not even that long, but she's had like a pretty quick rise. She's got, you know, a lot of popularity. We met her once in person at San Jose, Silicon Valley.
Yeah, Silicon Valley Comic-Con.
Silicon Valley Comic-Con. We shot a video together, and there is a little bit of controversy going on that has to do with a competition she was in. And we're going to get her dialed up on our Skype line, and we're just going to talk about it, see what's up. Sound good to you guys?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Sounds good to me, too. Let's get it set up. Without any further ado, here she is, the woman herself, Luna Laney. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. You guys are awesome.
Thank you for, you know, being in chat and participating. This is really good. And we shot a video together in Silicon Valley. It was the, which one was it?
The Stitches. Song I hated. Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, yes. Shawn Mendes. Stitches.
Shawn.
Yeah, you know, you probably hurt Shawn Mendes' feelings. You can't tell him you hate the song.
I mean, I don't know. I cannot do it. I kept trying and trying, and it was just a fail.
I kind of hate the song after editing the video for hours and hours and hours and hearing it repeat.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. And Maid, you were at that event as well.
I was at Silicon Valley Comic Con.
Now, you two, have you met each other?
Yeah, I've met her. I think Fanime was the first time I ever saw you.
Oh, okay.
You were Carla, November Cosplay. Yeah.
Were you at the Indian restaurant?
No, I met you at the pool party.
Oh, okay.
You probably don't remember me. It was like a split second.
anime, that was the one that got shut down by the...
Most likely. Like, all of them do.
We don't talk about what happens at the pool party.
You cosplayers just have, like, your own world.
That we do. Yeah. Get on our level. Come on.
I can't. We are just but humble podcasters. We are the geeks who...
Aaron's not humble.
Well, Aaron is not humble, but, you know, we're just podcasters and trying to make it in the world. Now, you have a tendency just to just be a lightning rod for attention. Like, you seem like you don't seem like the type to do that, but you find yourself in these situations, and yet it happened again. Can you fill us in a little bit on the situation? Because I've heard bits and pieces.
Yeah, basically, I entered a contest, and it was just for fun. Originally, it was to get a Comic-Con badge, and that was the only reason why I entered it. And then people were like, oh, you get to meet the Suicide Squad cast and all this stuff, but I don't even know what was true. And basically, I entered the competition, and I was a day late entering the competition for DC. And they were like, hey, someone from DC contacted me, and I was like, I really don't want to do the competition anymore in the first round of public voting. And they were like, oh, no, you need to. It will be worth it, blah, blah, blah. And so basically I push on, and I got, like, the top votes in all categories by thousands of votes. And then they're like, round two. And then I find out I was, like, they didn't even give me a reason why I didn't win, even though I won round two by 15% of public votes. So even if everyone voted against me on the other 50%, I would have been tied with the other girl. And it was just a whole mess. And they kept contacting me, and they told me the girl who won wasn't going to even go on to the second round, which was, like, really sketchy, and they've just been sleazy. So I posted screen caps on my Instagram, and I blurred out the guy's name that works for DC that contacted me, and basically my Instagram gets banned in the matter of an hour or two, and now my Facebook account for my cosplay is banned.
Wow.
Probably because I told them to suck my dick.
That's direct. Not maybe the best thing you want to tell somebody. Who did you tell this to? Was this
to the competition? They're like, can we send you a prize? Because I wanted to. They just sent me, oh, we regret to inform you that you didn't win the contest. It was a hard decision. You all did well. And they're like, can we send you a present, like a consolation prize? It's just like, no, fuck no.
I we did see that there was a Periscope, and it looked like it was pretty emotional for you. And yeah. I'm watching it. You know, I'm kind of an outsider here. You know, I've loved the cosplay community, and I consider you a high tier cosplayer. Like, you are up there. You're definitely on the rise. You know, you're not just a mom and pop local level cosplayer. You get, you know, your booth space, and people know who you are, and they pay for your picture, and you got a very successful Patreon. I mean, you're, you know, a respectable cosplayer who I felt personally is kind of above these type of competitions. And so seeing you lose, I mean, I'm trying to say that, like, these seem kind of not below you, but kind of a little bit below you.
Well, basically, my friend entered me into it and was like, oh, I know you don't have a badge for San Diego, but I ended up getting a professional badge meanwhile all this was happening. And basically, they were like, you can get a badge and get a hotel, because this was back when hotels were all sold out and I was on a wait list. So they just thought, oh, this is a way so you don't have to share a hotel with other people, because I have done that, been there, done that. It's not my scene, because people just party and get crazy, and I'm guilty of partying too much, and now I'm just kind of like, no, I'm too old for this. I feel like a granny when I go to cons. I just want to cosplay, meet people, have fun, go to panels and events, and not really be hungover.
Yeah. Maid, you're here. Also, yes, I also indeed consider you a top tier cosplayer.
You
get flown around. Like, anyone who gets flown around, and, you know, you guys have made it, both of you. Have you actually ever entered competitions like this before?
I actually entered one, like, in-person costume competition. It was legitimately, like, a costume that I hand-sewed, put my heart and soul into, and this guy in motorcycle leathers... That was just as Thor. Literally, he was in his motorcycle leathers and had a hammer. He won. And after that day, I was like, nope, not worth it.
No, I'm never going to do competitions again. This is my first and only competition. But you know, like in school, when you're like the last kid picked on the like dodgeball team, I felt like that. I'm like, what the fuck?
But she did make it like super far. Like,
I felt like neck and neck with her. Me for my followers, because if they knew the first round, they lied to me and told me they were going to disqualify the girl who ended up winning, because they're like, she can't wear that to Comic-Con, and they're like, you have to wear the outfit you put in the picture to the convention to represent DC. So they could have just told me, hey, you are like a high tier cosplayer. We know you have tons of fans. We want to keep it PG-13. We want to keep it family friendly. I don't even care if they told me, oh, you can't do it because you have a fan base that is really large. But they let me proceed to round two and told me, oh, you'll make it. It will be fine. And they just did it for promotion.
Here's a question, because I've been searching around and just listening, and it seems like some of the comments you had towards the other cosplayers in the competition got a little, like, harsh. And looking back at that, do you regret some of those things? Because, in my opinion, those other cosplayers, I don't think they maliciously did anything to hurt you. Maybe the people running the contest were dirty, and something is clearly wrong. Like, no one's saying that, you know, this was all kosher and that, you know, you were not wronged, but
yeah, I respect all the cosplayers. Like, I'm happy that they won and they're gonna have a really fun lifetime experience at Comic-Con. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to go. So I appreciate that. I wish that DC wasn't shady and didn't just use me to get the promotion to download their DC All Access app.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what pissed me off the most. Like, I don't even care about winning the competition. It was just the fact that I was lied to by a DC representative about the contest.
So, all that you do take back, like, in the things you said about the other cosplayers. And I think that's important for just the cosplay community to stay united in that way. You know, competitions, like, Maid of Might hand-stitching a costume and then getting beat by a guy in motorcycle leathers, like, that's... Something's wrong there. Like, that's not right.
It's sketch,
but at the same time, the dude in the leathers didn't do anything. Whoever chose those winners...
He legit was like, oh yeah, I just heard about this, so I decided to come.
Came off the street.
Yeah.
This is just a hammer I carry around with me.
It's like, my friends say I look like Thor, so I'm Thor today.
You get upset, and you get in the moment, and you say some things, but... I just believe there were some shady things happening behind the scenes. Like, on the app, people could say anything they wanted about me, but any other contestants, they would delete it immediately, which was sketchy, in my opinion. So if you're going to keep it all family-friendly and happy, like, I was the first person to speak out because people were bashing other cosplayers in the contest, saying they were ugly, saying that their costume sucked. They didn't know
how
to.
They shouldn't have had, like, comments enabled at all.
No,
like, it should have just been a voting thing.
And so I spoke out on the app, and I'm like, you guys need to stop being mean. And then they were trying to pit me and this other cosplayer together, and I'm just like, it doesn't really matter whoever wins or loses, blah, 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 because I ended up doing it just to get a badge, and I got a badge, so yeah. I'm happy and fine. What I'm annoyed about is how they, like, reacted to me trying to be like, where's the explanation? And saying, when they got mad that I told my followers to download the app and delete it, they got the guy to contact me.
Did you get in contact about your Instagram or Facebook being taken down?
No. There's been, like, radio silence, so I appealed both. But on Facebook, it says pornographic images, which is what was being said on the DC comment board of the competition. They're like, oh, she does porn. She's blah, blah, blah. She has giant boobs and just stupid stuff that I'm used to. But they said it's porn, but I've never posted anything pornographic or in that nature, because then a lot of cosplayers would be banned from Facebook.
You get a lot of that. Like, I've noticed, and going to your cosplay page and stuff and following you, you know, your stuff is very, very sexy. I mean, you're a very sexy person, obviously, so, you know, it's a part of, you know, what the, you know, every cosplayer has their thing. And yours is being very sexy. Do you think that is warranted? Like, is it something you do intentionally, or obviously? I get flustered.
Just like characters.
You like the characters, and you do.
And I mean, I used to do Disney cosplays for a while, but I'm not a very family-friendly person, filter-wise. Like, I can prevent it, but it's not the real me. If that made sense.
Yeah.
So why would I want to be characters that I don't feel I connect with? I like being the succubus. I like being, like, the vampire or, like, whatever, the princess. And most of the time, these video games make them over-sexualized.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. And I'm not skilled enough to make armor, and I won't even know how to do that. And it's really expensive to build these huge costumes, like thousands and thousands. My friend spent $15,000 on a Halo outfit.
I think one thing with you, given that what you just said, you're not family friendly. And, you know, that comes with advantages and disadvantages.
Well, I feel like Suicide Squad isn't necessarily a family friendly movie.
True. I mean, and you're Harley Quinn, to be fair, which is, you know, not a family friendly type character. Do you think it had to do with your reputation as kind of overtly sexual cosplayer that maybe hindered you? Or do you think, why would they do this? What's your honest opinion?
Honestly, I just think they wanted to keep the three contestants together because they're all related who won. And they accidentally let me know who won before they announced it today. And I just think they wanted to keep them together, which is cool because they deserve it. They're really good cosplayers, and I think they did a really good job. But the thing that's messed up, if they knew that the person that would be in fourth place would go on and be in first place already at the time I wanted to quit during the first round of voting, why did they push me to keep going? I should have just gone with my first instinct and said, I really want to quit, because I even thought it was unfair for me to do this competition.
Well, so you feel like they leveraged your fan base to get you as far, and then knowing the whole time that you were going to be DQ'd or disqualified for one reason or another. Is that?
Yeah, that they did not provide.
So that's
probably never going to provide.
Completely fair. Where do you go now? What's the next step for Luna? How do you get your accounts back? You know, are you just going to keep railing on DC, ready to mend the fence and let them go?
I'm over it. Like, I posted some stuff today, but even today, I'm just like, in the grand scheme of things, I feel like everything happens for a reason. And I don't necessarily agree with how they handled stuff in the competition, but the people who won deserved it, and I'm just gonna get over it, and I have to make all these new costumes for San Diego Comic-Con.
All these Marvel characters?
I have to play Marvel because I was going to be the Enchantress, and that's why I was doing metal work, but now I don't even want to do anything from Suicide Squad.
So you're never going to do your Harley Quinn again?
No.
Good.
You're retiring it.
It's for sale for $1.
No, so there's like vintage photos out there now.
I know. Well, if you could see behind Sir Aaron Carter, you are on our Wallow Bang along with Giada Robin, Happily Ever Jenna. So we're going to have to get an updated photo for that, for the wall now.
Yeah, Marvel, like Black Cat or Scarlet Witch.
Well, I really want to thank you for coming on the show and being open and honest. Do you have any other things you want to say? Because you have an audience. This podcast will go out tomorrow. I'm sure there's a lot of people interested in what you have to say. What do you want everyone to take away from this?
Don't be mad at DC, the company. Just be mad at the like, it's a small committee that runs the competition that did it shady and sketchy, and it wasn't the fault of any of the cosplayers in the competition. I mean, there were rude comments, but that's how life is always. There's always going to be trolls, so you just have to tell them to suck your dick.
You learn anything from this show, ladies and gentlemen, it's just tell people to suck your dick. Yeah.
Usually you can get away with anything, but you just have to not care. You have to just not care about what people say or going against companies if you believe it's right, because I just think it's sketchy that all my accounts are magically gone just because I tagged DC. They're like handles on the sites that I actually tagged, which makes no sense, but Facebook and Twitter are two different companies, and what is it? Facebook and Instagram, they get all their revenue from ads that companies pay them for. So, you know, DC's like number two for movies and stuff, and they get a lot of revenue and push.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Luna. We're gonna get back to the show, and anytime you need to blow off some steam or you need to tell someone to suck your dick, we will be there for you.
Thank you, guys.
All righty.
Bye.
Thank you so much to Luna. That was awesome. I am so happy because I saw the videos, you know, that she had posted, and part of me was feeling like she was feeling a little too sorry for herself and kind of taking it out on the other cosplayers. And I was so happy that she came on and showed that respect for the other cosplayers. It wasn't about them. It was a fucked up situation. You know, they used her. I feel that they clearly, you know, knew what they were doing when they let her go that far. I mean, when you're a cosplayer, and I'm sure you know this, people want to leverage you for those followers.
Yeah. Like, I get all sorts of requests for promoting things that I know nothing about, you know. And I pick and choose what you promote and what you do, because, you know, you're always in the eye of the public.
You have to be careful what you attach your name to.
Yep, exactly.
And Luna, you too, you guys are too big. You guys are beyond the competitions anyways.
Yeah, I feel bad entering anything. I don't do it anymore. You know, I judge contests. I don't enter them because, you know, I'm at a new level.
Yeah.
And I want to see other people get, you know, recognition since I've already gotten mine, you know.
Yeah. I feel like we broke some ground here, guys.
Yeah.
I'm very happy. Good job, Luna. Thank you so much for coming on the show and clearing, you know, the air, letting everyone know that, you know, she's had time to cool down now. And I hope she gets her accounts back. She deserves her accounts. I've been following her accounts. I mean, like I said, she's very sexual cosplayer. Like, she's very much about the TNA. And that's cool. I mean, she's not the only person to do that. You know, that's a style. I don't feel like there's any rules broken on the social media over that. If that's what you're into, and that's the people you want to follow, if that's the cosplay you're into, follow Luna. I mean, that's just, you know, she's got a market, a demographic. Some people, you know, object morally. That's their situation. I mean, Aaron and I
just live and let live.
Yeah.
I mean, just don't judge people.
Yeah. Stop the judging.
Calm down.
She's not hurting anybody. Aaron and I had this conversation way back in the day where we would fight full episodes dedicated to Liz Katz.
Yes. And her her past. Yes.
And and not necessarily just the past. Like, she was also
from that was what it was, though.
Yeah.
Let's face it. She did adult films before, and then she decided, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be a cosplayer, strictly, you know, cosplayer. And I was like, do your thing. I mean,
I heard about, like, all the money thing. Like, that's a big controversy.
That was the big one with her.
Yeah,
with,
she got a bunch of money and...
Yeah. And then, but there was that other one, the photo shoot that she had. She's been in
that's what
controversy.
She's talking about. Yeah. She raised like 10 grand to do a Princess Peach shoot, and it was like just
No. That was one, but I was talking about the one she did as an ensemble cast, remember?
Yeah.
Wasn't it a DC one too?
No, that was something else. That was something else. That was Adam J Photography. some shoot where she, I think, kind of bailed on something. So
yeah,
it's she had a checkered past.
She has a lot of controversy around it.
You just gotta stay professional. Like, bottom line, be professional. Like, I'm not necessarily a professional cosplayer. I don't make a living doing it, but I always want to hold myself to a respectable level so that companies want to work with me again. Even if I say, like, there have been conventions and things that, you know, want to work with me, and even if, like, there's something wrong or I'm busy or something, I'll still be like, hey, thanks so much, but I can't do this. You know, you gotta always, don't burn your bridges. Just yeah. Be chill.
So we'll talk about some video games. On to lighter topics. I was very pleased to find out that here I go. Me and Webb think we're alone on Team Instinct in a world of Valor and Mystics, and along comes a Spider-Gwen.
Let's roll back the comments real quick. You really think you guys are the underdogs?
Oh,
Instinct?
Instinct is the underdogs.
I don't know. No, sir.
Around here, we are the underdogs.
I've been waiting around everybody's house. I'm the underdog around my neighborhood. Jerry's the underdog around his neighborhood.
I think there's a healthy mix of all the teams.
I think everybody is on.
But
yeah.
I think that, like, I think Instinct just stays out of the, like, I think there's an intensity, like red versus blue intensity.
Yeah.
It's always been intense, red versus blue.
Well, yeah, it's red, I mean, blood versus Crips. red versus blue
but
on
now,
Halo.
And Instinct's just like, sup, guys, you fight it out. We'll catch the Pokemon.
I love the picture I see of red and blue, like, in an epic fight, and then Team Instinct or Yellow is sitting, eating glue.
Yes, that is so me, though. Like, I'm not all about, like, oh, God, you're this other team. I mean, except for you, because it's fun.
I think, though, because I absolutely love this game and what it's doing.
I only get out of my house now because of the... Yeah. I was catching Pokemon on the way here, like, in traffic.
Yeah, it's we were downtown. I've been downtown, I think, maybe twice in the last week.
Yeah.
And there is a mass amount of people down there. And it's the most...
everywhere.
Mixed, blended group of people that are actually social.
And, like, age group, too. Like, there are some older, in their 40s, people out there hunting with, you know, high school kids.
Yeah. And, like, nobody's shy out there. Like, hey, there's an Aerodactyl around the
corner. Yeah, like, you see a Pokemon and you scream about it.
Yeah.
Or you'll be like, what team are you on? And then either boo them or accept them.
Well, and see, and when it gets down to that type of stuff, and we've seen a lot of that, too, as well. When it gets down to that, I don't really push it too much. Like, for the longest, we had friends that were neutral.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything. They were, like, level 11. Still neutral.
They're like, I don't want to pick a side.
Exactly. But, of course, they chose right. They chose Mystic.
Yeah, right.
No. And, but it's still, there's no real incentive.
Yeah, like, it's just, I love that the game isn't a competition.
Yeah.
It's, you know, like, oh, God, there's Pikachu over here. Everybody come get this Pikachu. It doesn't matter what team you're on. Like, I think the team thing just really gives a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had somebody, like, be a total complete asshat because I'm not the same team as them.
I don't even think, no, Webb. I don't even think, I don't even think when battling becomes a thing, like, I can randomly battle you or something. Like, I don't even think that will even up.
I mean,
it'll be all about yourself.
Even, like, the gym thing. Like, we've sat there and taken a gym, and then it was taken back, and we're not like, F you for taking our gym. We're
suck
like,
my dick.
Let's get it back now.
Some little kid said that to me.
Suck my dick?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was like, damn.
You.
No, really?
No, he didn't.
Oh, God.
No, but I love the good stories that are coming out of this. Like, the local SPCA.
My mom plays this game.
Oh, that's
my mom.
That's
and
amazing.
I go on walks
my mom,
to play this game.
My mom plays this game. I called her last night, and she answers her phone growling. I'm like, what is wrong? She's like, I was about to catch a Pikachu, and then you called me.
The Pikachu?
I heard Pikachu.
Yeah.
Pikachu.
Leave it to our one Jewish guy to just try and throw his religion on us.
I had to insert it somehow.
Good stories you hear about this?
I love the good stories we hear. Like, the SPCA is doing this thing where you can walk dogs and catch Pokemon.
That's a good thing.
And it, like, some charities involved, like, somehow. Like, they drop a, you know.
It's really cool.
Yeah, they'll, like, drop the modules and you can walk dogs that need, you know, some.
Like, I've heard a lot of things about, like, mental disabilities and mental disorders with people who have, like, social anxiety.
Or post-traumatic stress.
Are forced to now interact with other people and go outside. Like, that is awesome.
That's very cool.
Or, like, people that don't exercise. Like, I'm very fitness oriented, and I have friends that have never gone to the gym with me ever. Be like, hey, let's go walk on the treadmill, hatch my eggs, you know?
Yeah.
So it's been really positive experience all the way around. I haven't had anything negative surface yet from this game.
I have, man.
Except for, like, missing Pokemon.
The thing that hurts me is my feet. And my legs. I mean, oh, I'm sore from moving so much.
That's a good thing,
sir. You
got to
get inserts in your shoes.
I think I do.
Like, I see, you know, I've explored downtown Davis. Like, I'm going to go explore downtown Sacramento. Like, I get to go experience things that I haven't experienced before.
That's 100% true. You know? Yeah. I caught a Omnistar or Omnonite or whatever that dinosaur thing is.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was on that boat that's down in Old Sacramento.
Delta Queen.
The Delta Queen. I walked on that thing and I caught it. I was like, yeah, I caught it. And then I looked around and I was like, I've lived here my whole life. So cool. And I've never been on this
like
boat before.
Today I went to the Davis picnic day or picnic in the park or something. Uh-huh. Literally to go catch Pokemon and then discovered how fun and cool it was and like had awesome food and like met new people. It was really, really great.
Yeah. I'm finding my restaurant choices are heavily dependent on how many Pokestops are in that
parking
lot.
Like, it's awesome.
Me and my wife were going out to lunch today. We were at work. We were like, "Oh, let's go to lunch, honey." Yeah, okay. And we were like, "Oh, let's go to Chipotle." We go to Chipotle, and there's not a Pokestop.
So you're like, "All right, where else are we going?"
We can't.
We drove right past that sumbitch. Went to the Freebirds across the street that had a Pokestop there.
You know, I can't wait to see, like, are businesses going to be able to, like, sponsor Pokestops and stuff? Because that would be so, like, ingenious.
Right. Well, from what I heard,
to make
money.
You know,
our friends over at Oblivion Comics and Coffee are already spinning the wheels. Here I go. I'm like, you know what? You guys need to get, a monument.
They need to get a gym there.
Build, like a fountain in front of your store.
Yeah,
And she took it one step further. LB, she said, and you know what we were thinking about doing is dropping lure modules and doing, like, Pokemon happy hour.
That, too. Like, what? That's so
like,
cool.
You drop,
that's pretty cool.
They're
going to
drop modules and give a dollar or two off the coffees.
Nice.
That's genius.
That is genius.
No, it's crazy good.
And, like, I've already seen a bunch of Facebook, like, sponsored events where like, okay, at this time, this place, we're all gonna go. Like even team wise, like there's a Team Instinct one, like a whole group online that's like, all right, so we're all heading out here to get gyms. We're heading out here to get gyms. Like it's actually really cool.
I wonder what they're gonna do from there though. Because I mean they have to have some type of plan with all the different teams.
Yeah,
like Ingress, if you connected different, I guess you would, you know, you don't call them gyms on that one, but if you connected different points and everything within that point belonged to that color.
Yeah.
But
I mean, right now, it's everybody's playing it, and, like, I haven't seen a gym stay the same color.
I haven't either.
Like, a whole day.
Yeah.
No.
And, you know, but that's the fun of it. It's really fun. So, and I think it's really fair. Battling is going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. It's going to make it seem more like the
game.
And I'm excited to see, like, what the rest of the video game industry is going to do. Like, our other video game is going to be like, oh, we need a mobile app like this.
Marvel's working on one.
Yeah, like.
Don't.
Well, you know, this has been, like, I heard that Nintendo stock went up, like, 25% in a day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Big time.
So every other company is going to jump on it and be like, okay, how do we do this? But, I mean, nobody has Pokemon.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you have a license that lends itself to it, yes.
Right. Yeah,
I heard somebody when we were downtown talking about Digimon. Can we do this with a Digimon?
No.
I was throwing my phone at them.
God, no.
Like, oh,
no.
You need like that to catch somebody Pokemon. Was like, what about Yu-Gi-Oh? We could have Yu-Gi-Oh.
Stop it.
And I'm like,
no.
No.
Monster Rancher, on the other hand.
No.
No.
Monster Rancher had its chance.
I could see how Marvel
right?
could do it.
Monster Rancher, you had your chance.
I could see how Marvel could do it, but it's not going to be as great as Pokemon. Like, nothing at this point is going to be as good as Pokemon.
No. All I know is that as soon as Battling comes out, I'm going to go in tall grass. I'm going to stand there and turn circles.
And anybody who makes eye contact
anybody
with
anybody who
them,
makes eye contact with me, I'm going to step out and say some sort of weird catchphrase.
Podcaster Web has challenged
Podcaster
you.
Podcaster Web.
I mean, I gotta say that I did
cosplayer Jessica.
And like, and I must say, like, I'm not a huge Pokemon person.
Yeah.
You know, at all. Like,
same. Yeah.
But I collected the first 150 cards. I watched the show, which involved the first 150. Like, this is bringing me back to my childhood.
The game is like crap.
So I'm not a huge Pokemon person for all the modern stuff, but the classic stuff is my jam. So
right.
That's why I like this game so much.
Yeah.
It's my childhood over again.
I hope they don't update it.
They are.
But in the new ones.
No, they are.
I think, I hope that they do it like gradually though.
Yeah.
Because at one point, we're going to catch every 250.
Yeah.
Like, and then what's the point? Like that cat game. You guys, remember, you know that cat game, the Niko Atsume on the app, the little where you like collect the cats and stuff.
Yeah, Larissa told us about.
Like they had to update and put more cats in because everybody caught the cats and we're like, all right, done.
Yeah, and they've got a big library anyway. There's like 700 plus Pokemon or something.
Yeah,
they could easily update.
And they're adding.
I heard that they're gonna have like special events where like you need so many players to connect to catch like a legendary or something like that. Like,
that's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be intense.
In the only thing more annoying than the Pokemon Go servers right now are the people on Facebook who are like belligerently bashing the game or making
it
known
that the anti ones are
people are like, I'm tired of hearing about the game.
Yeah, then like go do something with yourself.
Then lock
like,
off the internet.
Yeah,
and I had one friend post something that was like, you all aren't true Pokemon fans. Like, get out of the fandom because you're all just hopping on the bandwagon.
Oh, and I'm like, suck my dick.
What? Wow.
You want your fandom to grow stronger, you know? Like, sure, my mom isn't a huge Pokemon fan, but she's having a hell of a time doing it. And she's starting to learn, like, okay, what one's this called? What does this evolve to? Like, that's cool, you know?
And it's people like that that keep other people from getting into things.
Exactly. Never hear hipsters, that hardcore hipsters.
About a video game. It's people like that.
People like that.
We got a good question from chat. It kind of goes back to the Luna stuff, but I can see how it relates. Question for the panel. Have you ever had to eat a hard loss to keep from ending future opportunities? That was from the Media Jack.
I must say that whenever I have something that upsets me online, be it a comment or an opportunity or something like that, I will literally write out everything that I want to say, send it to my best friend Victoria, and then go back and rewrite it. You know, you got to get it out there, and then you got to put on your professional big girl panties and then address the situation.
I tell myself that every day. Yeah. Put on your big girl panties, Corey, and be a man.
Like, I literally will hash it out with my friend and be like, oh, this is all the stuff I want to say. And, like, send them screenshots of comments and stuff like that. And then go back and be a calm, professional person and reply or just delete it or whatever I need to do.
Aaron, what do you think about that? Have you ever had to take a loss to, like, secure your future?
No. I can't think of one.
See, like, putting yourself out there, though, you get a lot of hate.
Well, no, trust me. We do this radio show.
Instead of exploding at the haters, you gotta just eat it.
Well,
eat it,
just
Aaron.
Eat it. you've talked about this before, how you've turned down different jobs so you can keep doing this.
That's directly applicable. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't see as that me taking a loss, though. Because if I believe in this more than I believed in that other thing, that's not me taking a loss. That's just...
It's an initial... money...
That's an adjustment. And then I've still been able to move up in the same job and still keep this still going. So I can see, like, if it's a... because when I think of taking a loss, like... that's another, you know, equal value or higher opportunity than what you were going with. Those other ones weren't really like, they were just different schedules, if anything like that. They were a little bit more money as well, but eventually, I mean, I made it up to the other places anyway, like within the same, you know, thing. It's just hard for me. With all the hate and everything that's online, and I know everybody gets out there and it's hard putting yourself out there, but I think what's I find that I've been, you know, blessed with is coming up in a different environment or something like that, where
hashtag blessed.
I've had that stuff firsthand at a small age, you know. Like, to me, it's very weird, this internet, you know, cyberbullying stuff and everything like that. It's a new age. I was a kid before internet was around, you know.
And people like have lost their manners. Like,
but it's just like, it's your favorite comedian, Louis C.K.
Yeah.
He tells the joke of, you don't get to see that person's reaction whenever you type that in there, there. If I said, you're a fat person, I can see you, oh my God, I get to see and feel
that's
that.
That's true. Yeah, you see the person learn cry. That
yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, like, and that's where you get that training.
It feels bad to see that person look so sad.
Like, yeah, so yeah. true. And so, like, people, because even online for me, like, because I have a large following, they'd assume that I'm just a bot or something. They don't know that there's a real person that sees all of the crap that they talk about me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm the one managing my page. I see all of the stuff that you say about me, and I delete it and ban you if it's inappropriate enough.
So having grown up with stuff like that, where I've grown up with having it firsthand, anything that comes on the internet, I'm always like...
But even, like,
okay.
Before I hardcore got into cosplay or anything like that, I was actually a waitress. And I even noticed, like, rude children. Children are just parents. Rude.
Parents need to teach their kids.
Yeah, but a lot of parents probably don't even understand what's going on with like internet.
No,
stuff,
no, you know? Not, like, not,
they don't
not
get
as
it,
much.
So they don't know how to police it. And
not as much. I think it's our generation that will get it lot more.
That will be like, hey, you can't be a douche online.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So you'll be able to prep your kids and stuff like that.
There's so many things I recently, I think, I don't know if I told you guys the story or not, but there was this guy who, like, was having a conversation with me online and then straight up was like, send me a pic of your tits. I want to see your tits. And I was like, who warranted this? No one did. And so I just...
It was like a sneak attack, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was
like we were having a good conversation
between me
and
Webb.
Then bam.
Webb, how are you doing, Webb?
I'm doing good. How are you, Corey?
I heard you got a new bike.
I did, yeah.
Can I see your tits?
Yep.
Like, no. That's how the situation
was,
went.
No, it did not.
That's what he was hoping for.
But the thing is like, I just clicked on this kid's profile, and he was like, it listed like where he went to high school, his hometown, like all this stuff. I'm like, why are you going to be rude on the internet to somebody and then have all your information?
Have everything out there.
Like, if I talked to you in person, you would never be that rude. I'm like, okay, well, I see you. I know where you go to school, blah, blah, blah. You know, like.
Right.
So I just don't understand people. I really don't.
It's that invisible shield that they have in front of them where they don't, you know, they disconnect. You're a bot to them, like you said.
Yeah, so. I'm just a figurehead. I am, you know.
But it's tough. It's tough to, for me at least, to tell people, you know, hey, just shrug it off. Because I know not everybody is going to be like how I am, you know, kind of just wall and like whatever. Whenever we had the PC gamers come at me online. Like, that stuff doesn't scare or bother me.
Yeah.
No. Like, I kind of thrive on it.
I mean, eventually.
You do. You grow stronger.
Like,
yes.
For me, it sucks because, like, I put a picture of myself online, and, like, as a female, I look at that picture, and I see the one flaw of that picture, and I focus on it. And then somebody finds that same flaw, and then they comment about it, and it hurts. And for the most part, I just delete, delete, delete. Mm-hmm. But it adds up, and you're only human. So sometimes it's too hard to swallow, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just too hard to swallow, right, Aaron?
Suck my dick.
Sorry
about it.
Full circle. So,
full circle.
Aaron, when we started this podcast, we did it more for free stuff. Honestly, and we wanted free things.
I just did it for conversations. I like conversations.
And it's a good outlet. No, I joke. I kid. It was a perk. But, you know, one of the things that I wanted to start it, and I remember distinctly we had conversations when we were deciding, what's the show going to be about? Why are we going to do this? What's going to separate us from everyone? One of the things we were upset with was the mass popular websites giving really positive reviews to games that didn't deserve it.
I'll go out on a limb,
Gerstmann
and,
Gate stuff.
And say fake.
Yeah,
I'll say I won't name who, but I'll say there was a lot of game sponsored reviews out there.
Yeah.
Like a lot of them.
Yeah,
it looks like there's some headlines going out. PewDiePie and other YouTubers took money from Warner Brothers.
No
for
way.
Positive game reviews.
No way. PewDiePie, really?
The Pewds.
The Pewds.
Hey, bros.
And yeah. I, you know what? Again, I think I've said it on the show before. I mean, I don't dislike PewDiePie. I'm not a fan of his shtick or his, you know, his character. I don't know him personally, so I can't be like, oh, I hate PewDiePie. I just, you know, I'm not a fan. But, you know, congratulations. Do what you do. But why? Was it a lot of money? How much money are we talking about here?
Well, we know PewDiePie got plenty of money.
Yeah, he's got a grip of cash. Yeah, he's got a grip of cash.
Federal Trade Commission has reached a settlement with Warner Brothers over claims that the publisher has failed to disclose that it had paid prominent YouTubers for positive coverage on one of its video games. The FTC charge stated that Warner Brothers deceived customers by paying thousands of dollars to social media influencers, quote-unquote. Including YouTube's megastar PewDiePie to cover Middle Earth: Shadows of Mordor without announcing that money had changed hands.
Why would
See, the thing is, like, I could understand, like, them paying them to review it, but then just let them review it how they're going to review it, you know?
But
like,
why pay them?
I don't know.
Just
be
give
like,
them a free
play
copy.
My game.
Give them a free copy. Because, I mean, they've already got sources of income. That's definite. Yeah. But, like, paying... Take the money out of it because it makes it seem a little.
That's true. I guess if people get wind of it.
Yeah, exactly. So if you gave, I mean, we've done reviews for video games as well, and it's always been just a free copy, and.
Yeah, and like that's normally how I do promotional stuff too.
Yeah,
like,
Shadows of Mordor was good.
They just give me the thing to try out, and you know, if I like it, then I'll talk about it.
I don't understand that one, because Shadows of Mordor was
a good game anyway.
Yeah, it was a good game anyway. It's like, why pay for that?
Like, we got paid a bunch of money to say Pokemon Go was good. Like, it's yeah, a good game.
You guys didn't.
Said you didn't.
But like, I first of all, a lot of the comments I saw were, well, I'm not fucking surprised. Like, because we know this is happening, but now it's being documented, and I still don't feel like people care quite enough. Like, I've seen news stories. Nerd Reactor has an article about it. The Verge has covered it. People are writing articles and talking about it, but I don't think it's getting as much attention as it deserves. This is huge.
It's definitely
this
huge.
Is what separates those guys from us.
Yeah, it should.
And you get those. See, yeah, that's why I'm not going to say any names. You get those sources that are, you know, game reviewers, and you want to trust them. Because, you know, they
well,
say
they're...
Well,
my thing is, too, like, just play the game yourself. Like...
Well, that can get you in trouble. I bought Brink, and I probably should look at some reviews before I got that game. Because, you know, it's $60.
It's
a big leap.
You shouldn't, like, trust one person for your
game. Yeah, you should go
review.
All around. You should go all around.
Unless that one person is us.
I'll give you that straight. I promise. But not a lot of people like, you know, the same games that I like, and the same games that I dislike.
Everybody's different,
yeah.
You know? You really, like, my thing is make your own opinion about something.
Yeah.
Like,
well, Nerd Reactor has given us some more details. Says he talks about, he came out with a YouTube video where he talked about how he actually says that he disclosed it and admitted that he could have done a better job.
Oh, don't, not you.
He's saving face, man. Just,
don't you dare fall on the
you
sword
You do it
now.
Or you don't. You don't, yeah, no, I'm
I could have done a better job. What's the better job? Yeah, exactly. I could have took more money. I could have took more money.
Because, I mean, it's hard to just be like, so they paid me, you know, blah, blah. Like, but he could have been like, so real big fan of whatever. They gave me this, you know, game. And I wonder, does he even, like, say that he's given games?
I don't know. Like, why not, though? Like, why?
He should disclose at least, be like, hey, they gave me this game to try out.
Yeah.
So at least
yeah.
people know, like, okay, they gave him this game. Well, he didn't have to buy it.
Before right. this even broke, I mean, Nerd Reactor has even made a new mandate for us all that we have to be very clear in our reviews that we mention at the very end. Like, hey, this game was provided by this person just to avoid this stuff.
That's a good thing.
It's very good. It's a good way to stay above
and, like,
board.
Normally, if I'm promoting something, I'll be like, thank you, blank, for this awesome thing.
Right.
Here's what I think about it.
Awesome, yeah.
You know?
I've spent a lot of time on the psychology of reviews because I honestly don't... I am a reviewer, but I don't read other reviewers' work. Like, I go to Amazon and I, you know, take a collective. I read, like, five of the best, and then I'll read five of the absolute worst and use my past experience and make an educated decision.
Yeah.
So when I'm writing reviews for people... I'm really hoping people aren't taking everything I say as
you should
the lure.
Yeah, you totally shouldn't. Like, as a consumer, you should think about different faucets before you select what you're going to purchase.
I can't stand the reviewers who, like, sit there and they toot their own horn so much. Well, I've done this and that, and this is absolutely... this thing is trash. Or, you know, who go out and use those things.
Yeah, like, you need somebody who's... honest and non-biased.
Yeah.
Right.
Honestly.
It's tough, though.
Just uses the facts.
Oh, no, it is tough to be unbiased.
It's tough to, yeah, it's very tough. But
especially when money's
money
involved.
Yeah, when money's
involved.
When
money's involved, you can't help but feel obligated
to...
If I was the Pewds, I'd go out and make a video and literally say, yeah, I took money, and I reviewed a game positively, and it was a positive game. Like, it was a good game,
yeah,
right?
True,
it was
like,
a good game, yeah.
So now if I came out and I said, I don't know, Kane and Lynch... was a blockbuster,
like,
then you can come
right.
at me.
Yeah.
But I got paid to play a fun game.
And if you
that
highlight the things that you legitimately like about something, like
right.
say, I really like this thing. That
I mean, there's ways
it.
To do it.
Yeah.
So you're not saying the whole game is good, but you could say what you liked about it.
And, like,
it.
There have been things that I reviewed. Like, there were certain parts that I didn't like it. But I even said that. I was like, this could be better, but I like this, this, and this.
Right.
You know, like, it doesn't all have to be positive. And if it's all positive, then maybe you should, like, look at other stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. And then, well, you got that other side, too. What if he, you know, was approached by Warner Brothers and they said, hey, we're going to pay you, give us a good review. And he said, you know what? I'm going to be just, and I'm going to blast them and show them the email, everybody the email of them doing this. Yeah. Then he gets shunned from every other.
Like, he gets right. Luna later.
Yeah. So you gotta. There's two
it's
sides
a fine
of
line
the story.
To
yeah.
yeah. I think we've tiptoed on both sides of that because we do talk about edgy stuff every
I'm
once in a
while.
I'm
waiting to piss somebody off.
We do. You have pissed people off in the past.
I am. No, I'm talking not the like PC gamers. I'm talking about
real
a,
people.
A company. Wow.
Not the four people.
I'm talking
at
about like if I review a movie or a game or you know a soda or something and I didn't like it. And I trash it. I'm waiting on the company to really just be like, oh, Aaron Carter gets nothing ever again.
You're waiting on that Pepsi money, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
you know what? Like, a company should be prepared for negative reviews, too, because not everybody's going to like everything. Yeah.
Make something good, then.
Like, as a cosplayer, not everyone in the world likes every cosplay I do.
Except me.
Except you, thanks. Wow. The true fans.
Yeah. A little something brown.
You know, but that's totally cool. Like, you don't have to like what I do. You don't have to like this. You don't have to like, you know, Pokemon Go. You don't have to like it.
No, that yeah. No, no, you do. No, that one you do. And you have to be on Team Instinct.
It's breaking down race, religion, politics. It's bringing people together. You have to like it.
If you don't like Jessica's cosplays, you all could suck my dick.
Aww,
that's how we'll end this one.
I think people just like it just so they won't have to.
Yeah, they're like, oh, where's the button?
Yeah, nope, actually like it. Just gonna jump on that.
Yeah. Mr. Howard 123, welcome to chat. Well, we're going to continue this party a little bit after the credits, and I want to talk a little bit more about the reviews because I feel like, especially in movie reviews, everybody expects everything to be a masterpiece. And I think the standards are just getting too high for
me. Let's talk about
that. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
I want to thank Luna for showing up on the show amidst controversy and just being open and honest.
Yeah,
and
she was awesome.
I feel totally redeemed. A lot of I had concerns, honestly, before we had her on the show. There were some current concerns. I couldn't fully back her plight just based on some of the things she said about the other cosplayers. But when she comes on here and she says that she realizes that that was wrong, and that it had to do with a very small amount of people that were running this competition, not just alienating the whole thing. That meant a lot. I think that's good. I think that's the best move she could have made for her own cosplay career because cosplay community is tight-knit. You got to stick together. And when you get shunned in that community, it's hard to come back. Ask Liz Katz. But I want to appreciate having an expert here in Maid of Might and helping us navigate these troubled waters. And we're going to go knock down some gyms after the show.
Instinct.
Team Instinct. Where can people find your social medias if they want to go follow you on Facebook and all that?
So my Facebook is Maid of Might Cosplay. And then my Instagram is just at Maid of Might. And it's M-A-I-D as in maiden, not as in made in America.
She is made of just pure might.
Maiden of might.
Well, it's been an amazing 3 years, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm really excited to see what the future has. It feels like so much more than 3 years, but at the same time, I feel so refreshed because it's like we're still young. We're still a baby in this, and we're going to continue to get better. We're going to continue to grow. I could just let you all in on some stuff that VGB is going to go through some changes. 3 years is about enough time where we're going to start evaluating and making some format changes, and we're all taking this very seriously. You can go check out our website, vgbstudios.com. We've just added another podcast, so now we have VGB, The Film Philosophers, and me, Mike, Self, and I, hosted by Mike Betancourt, stand-up comedian of 11 years. Aaron, do you have anything you want to say on just how 3 years of podcasting has impacted your life?
Roller coaster of a ride, but I definitely want to thank, above all else, the fans for sticking around, and hopefully we'll build upon it.
And I want to say, like, we've been getting a lot of feedback and saying, like, oh, congratulations, Corey and Aaron, like, Corey and Aaron, good job, Corey and Aaron. We need to change that a little bit because VGB is a huge group effort, and especially when we got the real David Webb here, who's done more than his fair share. It's Corey, Aaron, David Webb, and we got David Ng, and we got Jerry Panericon, we got Adam C., Stephen Gutierrez. It's way back in the day, we got Laura Rodriguez.
Well, we need to probably get on for the 300th episode.
I want her back on the show. We got people like Jake running our social media, Noah making sprites, and this whole thing requires so many hands. Matt Rigdon doing our web hosting. You know, Macy Rose, who's been great and helped getting our, promoting our live shows. Maid of Might, even, you know, new to our family. We love her. Carla Von Guerra, Sean Long. Rich Alvarez. I could just keep naming names. It's amazing. I love you all. Thank you so much for these 3 years, and we're going to make the next 3 even better. Thank you all. You've just been banged.